Blog Talk Radio.
TMZ. Zoom in, get a good look. Yeah, it's me. Know where the fuck I'm from?
We don't play.
Yo. I'm reppin' LG and I'm the next great heavyweight. About to be the champ, nigga, every weight never safe. Level of potential, damn near out of space. About to skip the nigga who next, and I bet he wait. Ready for whatever, I'm coming fully equipped. About to show him how to spit, drop me a few hits. I think big, I just extended the clip. Yeah, we might party, but we will get on some bullshit. I thought I told you buffoons to stay tuned. I know I kept saying soon, they say I'm a late bloom. Gave it a little gas, I got him smelling in the fumes, blew past, now your career in the rear like views. First thing you learn as soon as you step out the womb is rep your hood until you go to the tomb. Gotta tidy up the game, suggesting you make room, cause I'm about to make a clean sweep like a broom. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. Yeah. You should never bite the hands that feed you. And I don't know who running that feast, but I wanna eat too. I came through, stole the shine like the beef do. Now the honeys wanna lock me down like police do. Why your face all in my book? Oh, you can read too. Crowd in my space, fake friends so see-through. My man Mano told me how I should greet you. First I say hi, wave bye, then delete you. You not impressed, but I promise you'll be amazed. With the bins, with the rims, a year over legal age. It's Avatar Blue and they finding it kinda strange that when the sun shines, every time it move, the color change. It's Baker, and I've been on a steady grind. BK all day, Empire State of Mind. I hope you reppin' yours just like I be reppin' mine. Having trouble understanding, rewind it a few times. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck if I've been gone for a while, it's like I did a bid right after I blew trial. I kill haters, dump the bodies in the pile, and my only two weapons is a high and a smile. Was given a few chances, made it all good across big bodies of water, repping my hood. Real niggas show love just like I knew that they would, and the ones who said I couldn't do it wishing that they could. They wanna get me out the game cause they mad, trying to say I'm taking performance enhancers for the swag. I laugh while I'm shopping for body bags, but I think it's kinda sad a few toes need tags. I got riches now, came up out the rags. My life's so fab, I just throw it in the bag. They kicked me when I was down, even doing a few jabs. If you didn't fuck with me, bet now you're wishing you had. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn.
Yeah, what's good, people? What's going on? That's your boy, Brooklyn Black Rock, and pregame. You already know how it goes. Today is Saturday, June 4th. We're getting the thing popping today. Hit us up, 347-857-4302. Shout out to Lady Steele. She's in the building. We're going to come right back. We're going to get to the throwbacks and get the show going. We got the co-op in tonight, Mr. and Mrs. Spit. They'll be with us in a little bit. And we're going to just be here wilding out. And also, I still got that world premiere free throw from TGO for y'all coming up a little later. So just hit us up and vibe out, rock with you, doing the damn thing. And here it is, pregame radio, you heard?
Freak me, I'm just too nasty. Lost on the dance floors, I attack y'all. Stuck through the back door, guess who they saw? Goldie Star studded lowlanders plus the mural is dope. Airbrush WB, stop.
Take your body, body.
And cop a couple of these.
She's a hottie, hottie. Put a rough rider on my dick, bust right through him. Come out your shirt, insert the party rhyme. Fry Dr. Berserk Bacardi Lime. We're passing it, taste it, shake your Calvin Klein. Before the floor gets moist, taste and follow mine. Swallow nine, model down from Bahamas. Slim doodle makers, stuffed inside pajamas.
They'll take all your rhymes with a Colgate smile. Hey, baby.
Tell a girl.
Oh.
Yo, what's poppin'? It's the Kid Lucky Me, a.k.a. Mr. New City. Rockland's King is in the building. And on Friday nights when I'm not hollering at snow bunnies and all that, trying to give me a little number, I'm tuned in. What I'm tuned in to? I'm tuned in to Brooklyn Black Pregame Radio. You heard? What you hear me? Pregame Radio with your boy, Brooklyn Black. Ladies, he's coming for you. It's your boy. I'm out.
Ah! Yeah, they know what it is. It's Pregame. It's your boy, Brooklyn Black. Lady Steele's in the building with us. What's good, Lady Steele? How you doing today?
I'm good. What's up?
All right, so we are coming up on a real epic, real blockbuster type of show we had last night. We had Shaheem in the building. He definitely rocked with us. I know you was trying to get into it with us as well. But you had, some type of event going down? You was at an event or something like that last night?
It was, totally double-fisting last night, and it didn't work out too well.
Double fisting. Okay. So you had a cup in one hand and the phone in the other?
Exactly. And a whole bunch of black people in my house, black men.
I see a couple fell asleep or something like that.
Who's going to be on tonight?
Tonight we've got, we had up on deck Vicious Cycle, but one of us due to conflict, the schedule couldn't make it, so. We got the co-op, Mr. and Mrs. Spit. They're coming through tonight. Husband and wife, rap duo. So it's to me that does spark interest. You know what I'm saying? Because
awesome.
How does that work?
I don't
know. Me personally, I think a husband and wife team in any form of business, something like that, is gonna be some type of, some type of friction because you're always with that person.
Yes, sexual friction. That's what you're talking about.
Huh?
Sexual friction is going to be like bomb sex.
You think so?
Two rappers having wax sex, that just sucks.
Because to me, I believe that in order for the relationship really to work, there has to be some space. And if you work it with your lady or you work with your man, and then you come home, to your man, you go to there's no time to miss her or there's no time to miss him. You know what I'm saying? So when y'all reunite, it's all special. Like, you're with that person, every week at home when it comes to that. And that's just my theory on it. That's my thought. I don't know how they do it or how any other, if there are any successful husband and wife teams and duos going on like that, how they do it. Like, one example I know where it didn't work out was Lopez and Ben Affleck. They tried to do movies together and things like that when they were together, and it didn't work. And it ended up.
But that's not because they were working together 24/7. That's because she was a whore. That has nothing to do with the work ethic.
Well, that hasn't been confirmed or denied, but you know what? Maybe still she's real thorough with her research. She's something like a detective. So.
Oh, whatever.
If she comes to a conclusion, I'm not gonna say I'm not gonna not believe her. You feel what I'm saying? I'm not gonna be skeptical of what she tells, because I know before she brings me anything, she done thoroughly did a background check, checked all the sources and all of that. So I know it's tight. It's airtight.
I'm tight. I missed last night's show, though.
Huh?
I'm tight, but I missed last night's show.
Well, you were with us in spirit. You were with us in spirit, and plus I won't hold it against you because you had a lot of random niggas in your house.
That's a combo for another time.
Shout out to the random niggas and the old white dude who was at the spot last night.
Whatever. Anyway, moving along.
Moving along. Now, Lady Steele, I know, you know, you've been in and out in this industry, this entertainment thing. You're out and about. You're at one listener party. You're at some type of press event. You're everywhere, and I know you see a lot of stuff. I know you see a lot of you need your ass beat candidates. I know you see a lot of stuff. So let us know, like, some of you seen probably sometime over the course of the week. What time are you seeing that there's people or, like, you know, pounds you need to ask me? Let's hear one from you.
God. Whoever is trying to pitch to Soulja Boy to play Tupac in the biopic, they need their ass beat.
Well, I didn't hear of him being cast to play Pac in the biopic, but I heard him being supposed to remake Juice.
Yeah, he's remaking Juice, and I guess he's also been offered to play him in the biopic. There was an open casting for Tupac, since there's so many lookalikes all over the world. There was like an open casting project over the web, and I believe he's been offered like the role as well.
But even like I said, it doesn't make any sense to me. It's like, because he's heavily tatted. Like, Pac wasn't even that heavily tatted.
I don't know what it is. I don't. I have no idea.
Who in the CEO offices of hip hop thinks this is a good idea? Is this even hip hop or just big American business saying, hey, well, we're putting up the money to do it like this, and this is how we want it? Or does someone in Pac can't?
Whatever.
How did this come about?
Big bucks.
Okay, so it's the thing with big bucks. Sure, indeed. Matter of fact,
Eddie Long also needs his ass beat, too.
Who?
Eddie Long.
Oh, God. Again?
Yes. Because he settled. Like, we knew he would, but yeah, he still needs his ass beat. Just so that he knows that we didn't forget.
Wow. Actually, Isaiah Thomas needs his ass beat. For all New Yorkers, we all know Isaiah Thomas has been a bad fix for the New York Knicks. All right? In the 5 seasons, he's made some real stupid trades. He's been sexually harassing workers and then getting fired when they say something. You know, and now Don Olin, owner of the Knicks, is considering bringing Isaiah Thomas back as the new general manager. Are you fucking stupid? Like, does he not want New York to win a championship? So not even Isaiah Thomas. John Dolan needs his ass beat. Because that's like him just, you're damning yourself and you're going to just waste more money. Why? Because you're a fan of Isaiah Thomas when he was in Detroit. Dude, that was then, that 30 years ago. Let it go. But that's just me, you know. That's me talking guys, stuff, talking sports.
That's why it's a cricket.
Also, June 18th, mark it down in your calendars, people. It'll be the first Ladies' Night of Pregame Radio Season 3.
Oh, Jesus, thank you.
Yes, in 2 weeks, so you got time. Mark it down in your calendars, people. That's going down. Also, our July 15th, 16th show will be the roast of Brooklyn Black for my birthday. I've decided to go ahead and be a good sport about it.
I hope we're still friends afterwards.
and let Lady Steel roast me. Because, see, the good thing about the roast is the roastee gets to roast everybody in the end. So, all those who may want to get on and roast me, please know, you roast me, I will have something for you.
You're going to have 2 days of roasting, right? And then you're probably going to have a max of 30 minutes to roast everybody else.
That's all I'll need to get everybody.
All right, as long as you're cool.
You know, and plus two, and I heard you say, I hope we're friends afterwards. Of course. Because they said, I know you're a sick, sadistic motherfucker, so I know.
I am not. That is blasphemy.
What?
I should sue you for slander.
Sue me for slander? Why? Because I say you're sick and sadistic?
Yes, and I'm not. I'm sweet, like apple pie. All American.
Okay, Lady Steel needs to ask me for trying to pull the wool over my eyes and everyone who's listening. But she's trying to pull the wool over our eyes like we don't know better. Like we haven't seen Lady Steel in rare form before.
Not like on the air.
Excuse me?
Oh, never mind. No thanks.
You want to keep going?
No, it's fine.
But also, we got a world premiere from Preacher Rapper TGO coming up a little later. Matter of fact, Lady Steel, have you heard Baltimore Sun got his album dropping next week?
I've seen a couple of things, but no.
Yes.
Why? Do you have a clip from it? A cut? Track?
History. The autobiography of Baltimore Sun hits stores June 11th. So, of course, you know, whenever a pre-game approved artist, they got something going. Of course, you know, we're going to promote the hell out of it. You know, we're going to review tracks off of it. You know, we're going to do all of that. So, of course, I got something for you because I want you to hear something. Because, you know, it's been a while since I've had you on air.
Hit me.
Huh?
Said hit me with the track.
All right, let's see. You know, this Baltimore Sun was good. Shout out to Baltimore Sun. I was on the phone with this dude for no lie, maybe an hour and a half today. And the stuff me and him bounced off each other, you would have swore me and him went to high school together.
All right,
so shout out to you, Baltimore Sun. He's a cool dude. Married to the Game, off the album, the autobiography, the history, the autobiography of Baltimore Sun in stores on the 11th. And this one, I send this to you, Lady Steel. For some reason, this song, it resonates to me with you.
Okay, I'm here.
All right, let's do it.
USA, what up? This is Kelton from Vision Breaks, producing team Germany overseas. You're checking out my man Baltimore Sun in this album History. This is the real hip hop joint. This is how it should be. Peace.
Turn my mic on and the instant recite songs. I write songs, nigga, tell a minute my life's gone. Before it's ended, hope I get a minute to write wrongs and make amends with friends that ended a tight bond. That's why I write songs without a gimmick to bite on. Critics even admit it that the image is right on. The stage on the track is just the fact that I'm nice on. Think I'm leaving it while I'm still breathing, you're quite wrong. I'm about to blow up like a pipe bomb and grip the mic tight like a python. Tell I get white palms, I know a few brothers just like dawn. When the night's wrong, they go to war with the pipes drawn. They hustle too, cannot stand cops, so they like cons. Me, I just run with hip-hop, I'm an icon. Can carry body more, cause my shoulders is tight strong. I'm married to the game, Uncle Ben throw the right song in the song.
We married to the game, Baltimore, connecting with Germany. We taking it international, man, we worldwide on this one. Yeah.
Hey yo, I'm one of a kind, plus I'm one of the best. That hungry like Mike Vicks Pitts, one of his pets that ain't ate in a while, so I'm ready to bite the head off of any mic, cause I'm hungry for flesh. The sun is back and
the run. If you wantin' to guess, and yes, the beast from the east is still running the west. I just next all of my exes that was wanting the sex. I'm only focused on rhyme now, and I'm wanting them checks. You'll be a mess trying to guess how I'm coming so fresh. Hip hop flow through my veins and it run in my chest. You'll feel the rhythm of my breath when it comes from my breath. I take the soul of every beat and make it home in my flesh. The sun is destined to shine if you wantin' to bet. On my line is spots of time you trying to invest. I'm so divine when I rhyme, cause I'm one of the blessed. And I'ma spit it to my death, cause I'm one of the best, and that's real.
Baltimore sun, we shining over negativity. I'm almost at that finish line, I can feel it, but it still feel like it's so far away.
You know that? Let me explain, my name's the game. Shit, the sun that got married to the game. Now the game has changed, too many lames trying to claim a name that rang is strange. They start sipping cane and they blame the fame. It's a shame if you claim that I'm playing game. I'm Damon Wayans with a mic bringing major pain. Ain't nothing left to say except tape, spraying flames. And I stay saying amazing things. These whack copycats of rap stay changing lanes. Ain't enough change in the game to make me change a thing. But if I had to choose, for sure I'd change my name. Instead of Body More now, call me Blazing Flames. Just be glad I'm in the booth, paraphrasing pain. Ain't on the stoop, raising, aiming, blazing flames. They wanna know why I reign supreme. Cause my shit's been banging since the days of games. Think about it.
I don't know how else to say it, man, but I'm married to the game, you feel me?
Married to the game.
I take hip-hop so serious, man, that I can't even begin to explain to you how I feel about my music, how passionate I am about my grind. Took this one all the way over to Germany. Kelson, what's up?
Vision Breaks?
We getting it in, man.
Getting it in.
Holla ass, holla.
Just remember, we be representing together.
Keep it real.
And the games is what I'm after.
Music's where my heart is, so I put my soul in it.
What's good, peoples? You already know it's your girl, Miss No Shoes. And if I'm not doing my own thing on my Flow's Retarded Radio, Tuesdays through Thursdays, 10 to 12 a.m., you already know I'm tuned in to Pregame Radio, baby, with that boy Brooklyn Black and Lady Steals, Saturdays, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Let's get that music playing, baby. Oh, big, big, 212 to Brooklyn Black. Where my shoes at, daddy?
Yeah, already know Brooklyn Black, Miss No Shoes, doing the damn thing.
I actually like it. I like it.
You like the song, right? That's what it's about, right?
Yeah.
Now, the reason why I say it kind of like reminds me of you because for those who are friends with Lady Steel on Facebook, go through her video. She records herself when she's had a few and she sings. And the lady singing on the hook, it kind of reminds me how you sing when you're drunk.
Let's not make this about me. Let's keep this about the show.
No. You know what? Because I've been trying to call you all week. I could get you on the phone to save my life. If I was in danger, people, and the only person I was able to call to save me was Lady Steel, I'd be dead.
You would call me to save you?
If I would, I'd be dead, so I don't know about that now.
You wouldn't need to call me. I'd feel it, and I'd be there.
So you should have felt that I needed you to pick up your phone.
You were not in any immediate danger.
Point taken. But we got Baltimore Sun in the building with us. Baltimore Sun, what's good, Les?
What's good? What's good, pregame?
Hi. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. And
I
good
really
looking
like
out
the track.
I appreciate that. I definitely do. It was produced by my man Kelson in Germany. That was actually him on the intro talking. So he's a German dude.
Shout out to the comrade.
Oh, man. You shot any videos off of this album?
Yeah. I got the one for Soulful Street, you know, that everybody has saw. And my man came home last summer. He still live over in Japan, but he's from Virginia. And we shot a couple of joints, but we haven't put them out yet, you know. And then I had like the little snippet for the song "So High," That's also going to be on the album as well. We did like the first half of the video for that one. But we did about four videos all together. I'm just waiting for them to finish editing them and put them, so we can put them out and stuff like that.
That was maybe still asking like, you if she can be in the next one.
Exactly. I need to jumpstart my career as a video chick.
Whoa. Why you want to be a video chick?
Because I want to be a jock of all trades.
Isn't it enough that you're a blogger, a fashionista, you
give everything.
The gossip
it's never
the
enough.
And you're also the goddess of thunder. Could there be anything else that you need to do?
Yes, there's much more that I need to do.
Like, what's this video shit? I see you actually more behind the scenes writing stuff.
Why can't I be the goddess of thunder inside
emotion.
Of somebody's music video? Huh?
Yeah,
how come
we,
I can't
can make
do that?
That happen. We can make that happen, Miss Steele.
Exactly. See? Always trying to bring me down. Black people.
I'm trying to bring you down. I'm never trying to bring you down. All I try to do is uplift Lady Steele.
So, okay. The album's in store June 11th?
Yes, ma'am. Next Saturday.
Oh.
Next Saturday. Yep. I had some things... I had some things that I was working out to, to see the proper channels that I wanted to take. But as Brooklyn Black was saying, we was on the phone earlier for at least like an hour and a half, 2 hours. So, yeah, that, kind of gave me a little bit of insight on what he was thinking. And it was kind of like what I was thinking, too, but I kind of needed to hear somebody else say it.
Okay.
What I mean? So I was like, I'm just going to go ahead and take and go with my gut on this one,
I mean, are we privy to these things that were said, or is this just going to be like an innie, and I'm just going to be like, okay.
Well,
go ahead, bro.
Well, see, me and Baltimore son, right? Me and Baltimore, we spoke on a whole variety of things. Like I said earlier,
right.
It's like it was two high school friends catching up. That's how it goes. Like, he was hitting me out.
But when high school friends catch up, they normally talk about all the trains they ran and cherries they popped and stuff like that.
Whoa. Now she's trying to incriminate somebody. What are you doing?
Oh, man.
I mean, I'm just saying, okay.
Oh,
that's back to the album.
That's awful.
We caught up on stuff we spoke about the Baltimore heroin addicts and the New York crackheads, because I told them nothing to New York crackheads.
At all. They're the most motivated species on this planet are New York crackheads.
And roaches.
Very ambitious.
And also we spoke about as far as people in the circle, because people, people come to me, Black, you need a publicist or you need a manager. No, I don't.
Right. It started off because I hit him up and was like, "Yo, you had Shaheem on the show last night." Because I was on the check-in and I was putting my little son to sleep and I wound up dozing off, so I missed. Like I was gone for like the first hour, but I missed when Shaheem came on. So I was at work today and I had played the show back and I was listening to it. So it started off on that. You know what I mean? Commending them on that, letting them know like I'm definitely a fan of the show. I don't just say it because y'all play my music. Like I'm checking it, if I miss the show, I'm checking them out in my time, So it started off with that. And then, we just start rapping and stuff.
If anything, since Lady Steele is a personality talent, she would be my publicist because she knows what's in my head, like, pretty much. She knows how I would say certain things and things like that. So if I want anyone saying anything on my behalf, it would be Lady Steele.
And she stay on top of her game too. She always, I go to her sometimes for my news, for my info, cause what I'm saying. She stays on top of her game.
You guys know how to stroke a girl's ego.
No, I ain't trying to stroke your ego, but that's just is what it is. And I even told her nobody really speaks to me because anyone who listens to the show, they know I say what I want when I want and how I want to say it.
I know. Ironically, I think I need a publicist, though.
Yeah, because you need to be sensitive to some of the shit you say.
Shut up. I know. Thank God there's no FCC involved with this, or else we'd be in a shitload of trouble.
Yeah, and straight up, if you and I was straight up running the station like this, how would be sanctioned by the FCC? If you get us the fine, you pay the fine.
No.
So if we get fined because Lady Steele said some shit, Lady Steele paid that fine.
No, y'all just gonna be some in debt bankrupt motherfuckers. That's all.
You know, but if it's because looking black says something, yes, I'll pay the fine. You know, but.
Big trial.
We had a great, like I said, we had a great convo. We got a lot of stuff. We did some networking. And, you know, we did a lot of cool, you know, just a lot of cool convo. Like I said, it was a great thing, and it's an honor that I do for here because I meet people like all of us, and then we can have conversations like that, and then like, we can joke and
right,
and but still come back and just get back into the swing of things like we ain't missing a beat at all.
Yeah, because that's the first time we talked offline for real, you know, other than like Twitter or Facebook. You know what
right.
I mean? And like you said, you know, real recognize real. So, you know what I mean? And you ain't got to say nothing else after that.
Right.
And also, too, where's
lunch? Yeah.
Can I ask a question?
No. What's up?
Sure. As if I wasn't going to ask anyway. Just for that, since you have this new album coming out, did you have an album release party already?
No, I didn't have one. I didn't even have one yet. The digital is gonna drop first, and then I gotta wait to to get the CDs back and everything like that. So I'm gonna see how I'm gonna play it, you know. And then I got the album. I'm being remixed by my producers overseas too. So I'm trying to make a big show out of this one, you know, do like Jay-Z did with the Black Album and everything.
Oh, a big show. That means you must be single, huh?
Different version. No, I'm not.
Oh, shoot.
Like
oh,
sorry. My goodness, what is he doing? I'm going to get you another cut off the album before Lady Steele gets this dude in trouble. Oh, my goodness.
No, I'm good. My wife sleep right now. She's not listening, man.
She's not going to be asleep forever, and this is recorded. This is... Let me stop.
Yeah, but she don't
no,
listen
just
back
to
the
show. I'm just saying.
I know, the groupies
are going to be out.
Miss Baltimore's son, we are all good over here, and it is not me, and it's not looking black, and it's not your husband.
Just throw Lady Steele under the bus, right? Throw me under the bus and run over me. Make sure you reverse
and
then go forward again.
Oh, man. Hey, I'm glad. Hey, real quick, you know what I'm saying? I know y'all got to move on, but I'm glad y'all got the co-op in the building, man. They definitely serious, too. Like I said, they got a whole camp down there doing their thing, man, and they really stick to the grassroots and the true elements of hip hop, man. So y'all definitely going to enjoy them. You know what I mean?
Well, we appreciate that because we love hip hop.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Hot rapper guys.
Oh man, you got me over here.
Wait, let's get this clear. Lady Steele likes hot rapper guys.
Oh,
okay.
Man.
Brooklyn Black likes the nice.
Please,
kiss
my ass.
I like the nice wholesome girls that go to church.
Good, so we're going on a church date tomorrow, right? 9 a.m.
Huh?
Meet me at Sunday school.
Sunday school?
Church date tomorrow.
I didn't want to go to school Monday through Friday. You think I'm going to go on Sunday?
No, we're going to church tomorrow since you love it so much. Lafayette between Ocean and Marcy. Meet me 9 a.m.
Lafayette, those are the Marcy. Oh my God, I know where that is. I know that church.
Exactly. You're going to know it well.
We all chop that up behind the scenes, but call us up. It's Free Game Radio, 347-857-4302. Of course, you know, we have fun. Lady Steele's here. When she gets here, Baltimore Sun's in the building. We're going to get to another cut off this album. By far, one of my favorites, Don't Let Me Down. Hit us up, man. Also, if you listen through the site pregameradio.ning.com, I appreciate you. I love you. The way I see the numbers, it's all good. I appreciate it. But join up in the chat room.
That's
probably Mrs.
Baltimore Sun about to rag on me.
Yeah, Baltimore Sun is about to go ham on you on Facebook.
Nah, I'm going to inbox you.
Ow. Okay, let's stop.
Don't let me down. I'm on to those. I should be on the globe. I had sit downs with record execs, offering checks to sponsor dough, and never heard nothing back, man. Forget connecting the dots. I'm trying to cobble up the block like Pac-Man. They threw the battery pack on my back, man. A pack in my left hand, a gat in my lap, man. They go a fast stack if you act whack, man. But I smashed that plan and I gave it back, man.
What up?
What's the deal?
This is a dynamic rap duo, right?
Yes, this is a dynamic rap duo, husband and wife team.
I was explaining to Brooklyn Black that you guys must have, like, mind-blowing sex.
Wow, what a great opener. Absolutely. Is there?
I'm not angry.
It absolutely, it's a banger every time. What can I say? Much like our song.
Ah, so you guys
are repping Texas, right?
Well, but we're from Jersey.
Okay. Texas by way of Jersey. Okay, I see you guys.
Absolutely.
So please let the people know what. Was it the music that brought you guys together, or was it that when you guys actually say, hey, well, I rap, you rap, why don't we just make projects together? How did that come about?
Well, it was kind of like we had, like, this weird little, like, storybook fairy tale meeting or whatever. Like, our friends knew each other in high school all the way up to, you know, our early 20s, and then we met and we got together, and it really wasn't about the music, you know what I'm saying? We just
banging
really was hitting each other, huh? Nah, it wasn't even that first. We were friends first. We were actually friends first. So, I mean, I wish I could say that you know, that I was that charming at the time, but I wasn't. So I got stuck in the – I actually was stuck in the friend zone for a minute. But, you know, then we hooked up and whatnot. And we actually didn't start rhyming together for a few years, maybe like 2-3 years. Of us being together, like, we had actually quit because we had kids and we were trying to, you know, trying to be a family and, you know,
normal.
Be normal, and we quit for a while.
But the
and
family
then, like,
that raps together stays together.
Right, well, we came out to Texas and then, like, we saw kind of an open field, so we was like, you know, why not, you know, give it a run? So we got a group together. I changed my rap name, and we became actually Devotion 420 first, but then we thought that sounded like a gospel rap group, and noting about a 420 is definitely
like
not that. Right. But then, look, see, we turned it into the co-op, so now we sound like the A-team or some shit, you know what I'm saying? Like Remington Steel. No, what was that? The old school show, Heart to Heart.
Heart to Heart, man. So for those who don't know,
old,
we got the rap, and we have his wife on their sets together. They are the co-op. Like I said, that dynamic, though, because to me, I was saying earlier, I find it real hard, you know, for a husband-wife team, for you guys to work together and then come home to each other, have that personal and that business aspect at the same time. How do you guys make that work?
I mean, it's funny that you ask that question because, I mean, we rarely have any arguments, but, you know, the arguments that we do have are usually, you know, practice related or, you know, song related or beat related. It'll be some type of hip hop discussion. I mean, you know, it's funny, it's a give and take. You know, there's some couples out there who they got their problems and they're arguing about, you know, a man being out too long, and me and him will argue because he got this really dope beat and I really want to be on the song, but he's not going to let me, you know what I'm saying, or something like that.
Pretty much, yeah. Because you guys,
it's
not like you're working that McDonald's together.
Just working out. Yeah.
Nobody can persevere a relationship working at McDonald's together. Or even
but that's what
apart.
I'm saying. You would be like, you'd be mad at life, and you'd constantly be arguing. So both of you guys
absolutely
are in the same lifestyle. So it's gonna redirect, like, the, you know, it's gonna redirect what. Whatever arguments or conflicts arise are going to be different.
Right.
Absolutely. I mean, it's definitely an interesting lifestyle. I don't think it would work out any other way because, you know, most of the time you have one person in a relationship that's, you know, involved in music. Most of the time it's not both people. So, you know,
I have a question
us,
for you,
like,
guys.
We're both the same people. It's like we have solo careers, we have group careers. We're in a group together, so we want the same things for each other that we want for our solo projects, that I want for my Vicious Cycle crew, that he wants, you know, for his Rampage crew. It's like we both get each other real well because we can empathize with each other on several levels as far as music is concerned.
Now, is there a lot of, like, healthy, friendly competition between the two of you?
Absolutely. Like, on
like Balsa had a choice for Nature MC, honestly.
Like, we're MCs, so the nature of being an MC is I think I'm better, he thinks he's better. I mean, it's just how you, if you're MC, you think, 9 times out of 10, you think you're the dopest. So, well, how I feel about us is that on any given day, any one of us could easily win a verse, hands down. You know what I'm saying? We're both just that dope, but we keep each other on each other's toes. Like, I'll be writing, and I'll come home, you know, from somewhere, and he'll put on something. He'll be like, yo, check out this joint that I just wrote. And I'll be saying to myself in the back of my head, like, you're not showing me up. Like, all right, I see you. I see where you're going with this. I'm going to start writing something tomorrow. It's all good.
I have, like, a quick question for you guys because, like you said before, like, you guys are trying to manage your kids and you have your relationships. Do you find, like how's the lyrical content of your music? And does it, like, do you end up, like, questioning if it's going to clash with, like, your family values or anything like that?
Well,
or it's just...
Yeah, that happens a lot. That happened to me a lot because when I first started out, you know, I had a lot more aggressive and kind of, like, you know, F the world kind of content and stance on everything. And, you know, once we started having kids and once I was together with, you know, money, it kind of, well, I've always been kind of conscientious anyway about, you know, how I appear. But, you know, at a certain point, I realize I'm responsible for other people and I'm also responsible for how they view me. So, you know, you don't want to go too far. Like, I can't be, you know, like Odd Future or Eminem in my own head talking about the kind of stuff that I'm talking about, you know, violence or all this craziness, and I got 3 little kids that I'm trying to teach to, you know, kind of get along in the world with people. So, I mean, definitely it puts, if you're somebody who is conscientious of the people around you and your influence on them, you know, you definitely want to kind of put out a more positive image if you want them to have that of you. And
absolutely. That's one thing we both kind of ran into because, like, you know, we just recently moved into, you know, a nice little suburban neighborhood where our kids can go to a nice little school and whatnot. And it's like we're wrapped up in this hip-hop thing and, you know, we try to do the right thing for our family at the same time. Like, we try to keep it separate, but we can't help it that we have little kids that are just embedded into music. So, like, my son, my oldest son, he is actually in a couple of our songs. You know what I'm saying? And, like, my first video with Vicious Cycle, he's a little boy in the video, and the video is basically centered from him. So he's like, the spotlight of the video throughout the whole thing. And I remember the day after the video released, he went to school and he showed somebody. And to my knowledge, I thought he had showed, like, the whole class. And I my mouth just dropped open. Like, you think about everything differently when you realize not only are your children paying attention to you, but their friends might be watching. When you're doing stuff now, this isn't the age back in the day where we grew up. This is the age of YouTube and you stream and everything is recorded and it's there forever. So, you know, my kids, you know, and everybody. So, I mean, luckily that happened to be a song that I wouldn't be embarrassed for, you know, its lyrical content to be released in a manner like that, but it definitely did make me dial back on some of my lyrics and, you know, think about it more when I'm writing my songs, knowing that this is something that my children are going to want to listen to, and I don't let that, you know, contribute to my content because I don't want to make children rap, you know. I make adult
rap. All right. So, not to cut off, but here's what we're going to do. We're going to get into the first track. Tell us about Love You Always.
This is a song we did not censor. It's produced by our homeboy Marquise. He's down with he was down with MGE at the time, a crew out of Dallas. He's a real young dude, real talented dude, man. He actually moved back up to Brooklyn or whatever. And this was actually I think the first track we did off of the co-op. I think the first track we actually recorded. But it's a real interesting conversation going on in it. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to spoil it for you.
All right, so let's get into it. This is the co-op. Love you always. On pregame radio, hit us up 347-857-4302. Money Stats, The Rapture, The Lady Steel, Brooklyn Black. You know it's a party, and we'll be right back, yo.
Okay, motherfuckers, I've been keeping my mouth shut every time you try to tell me I can't make it without you. Go ahead and be a slouch, yo, and just sit on the couch, bro. I added to the list of all my reasons to out you. I ain't never had to mush a nigga, punch you or fight you. I ain't never had to stab a man, but nigga, I'm about to. If I'm sick of doing dishes, ain't no reason to bitch. And when I'm sick of giving pussy up, no reason to pout, yo. I'm a grown-ass woman, I don't need your approval. I don't have to listen, I can auto-mute you. Keep this in mind, niggas, I ain't have to choose you. I can let you be yourself, but boo yourself a loser. And I don't want to lose you. And my heart, the truth is, you got lots of potential, but you have no future. And it's a sad dilemma, and it's a bad dispute. But at the end of the day, I might just have to boot you.
Yeah, you bitching again. I'm not surprised. I'm the wackest nigga walking the way I look in your eyes. I'm a fucking joke according to the shit that you saying. But what's really worse, me for being this way or you for staying? And you ain't exactly the picture perfect partner yourself. If it wasn't for me, you'd be by your goddamn self. I'm the one that play captain save, but when that nigga you favored over me signed another hole, a scorer made a layup. Duke was raping your bank account, copping pills and J's while your lights was out. Rent wasn't paid, but I'm the lame. You stay popping shit, honestly, yo, it's making me sick. Listen to your friends when they all want to pick Nick on his dick. You trust their words more than mine, and I told you them hoes trifling. That chick Tasha cheated on a man, stuck a knife to him, and this is who you listen to. No wonder you fucking miserable. Count my face with that bullshit, Joe, I'm sick of you.
Yeah, we're live back on pregame radio doing the damn thing. It's your boy Brooklyn Black. We got the co-op in the building. Got your money stats. Maybe still here with us. Let's now get to this. You know, let's get to this call. Last four digits, 9217. You're live on pregame radio. What's good? Let the people know who you are, where you're calling from.
What's good? It's Miss Yvette, Monarch Entertainment. What's good, everybody?
What's going on?
What's up?
So
y'all
your thoughts on the track?
You know, I'm gonna be honest. I didn't get to listen to the entire track. Until I listen to something complete, I don't like to really, you know, give my opinion. However, the beat sounded like it was pretty tight and hard. I did hear the beginning, you know, the first lyrics, and you know when I'm sorry, what's your name again? Because I didn't catch your name.
Money Stats.
Okay, I'm sorry. What was that again?
Money Stacks.
Money Stacks. Okay, so I heard when you first came in. I was listening to it. I was feeling the tone. I was feeling where you were going with it. Unfortunately, I didn't get to hear the second verse though.
It's all good. Like the first verse was me, you know, going off on my husband, and then the second verse was him going off on me.
Yeah, yeah, I definitely want to. I want to hear the track. I want to hear the complete track. I'm sure Brooklyn Black is going to get it to me, and you know, and we'll take it from there.
Course,
but yeah, I was
course,
definitely feeling
that
first verse.
I service the people is what I do. Of course, I'll get it to you. No problem.
Better start wrapping it up, buddy.
That's what I'll do. But we're gonna get into the next caller. We put our bitches that back in the corner real quick. We're gonna get to the next caller. Last four digits. 3692, you're live on the air on pregame radio. Let the people know who you are, where you're calling from.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kiki from Jersey City.
Hi, Kiki.
Hi, how are you? I wanted to say
Caribbean
to the
queen.
Artist, yes, this is the Caribbean queen. I just want to shout y'all out. Y'all doing y'all thing. And to the, what's the name of the artist who was in the song y'all played? I like that. I was feeling it. I was feeling the beat, the flow, everything. Everything was real tight. And I wish you much success.
Thank you so much. I greatly appreciate Stand Up Jersey. Jersey, stand
yes.
up. That's what I'm
yes.
talking about.
Jersey
City.
Is in the building.
My pops from Jersey City. I used to go to school in PS14.
Oh, wow.
I used to live in Jersey City.
I used to go to school in Jersey City.
No, PS14, wow. Yeah.
You survived that one, huh? Mm.
Yes, sir, yeah.
All right, so Kiki, before we push back to Cody, we'll get any shout-out, you know, your mama, you want to say Jesus, what's good, you want to get shout-outs going?
Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to the whole Jersey, my cousin Ransom, he's an artist doing his thing, and I also want to give a shout-out to my daughter and my family and everybody that's going to be at Summer Jam tomorrow, because I will be in the building.
I totally forgot Summer Jam was tomorrow.
Dead.
But thanks a lot, Kiki. Please keep rocking with us. I'm going to put you back in the call room. Let's see. Our next caller, before we get into the next co-op track, the last four digits 6081. You are live on Free Game Radio. Let people know who you are, where you're calling from.
Malik TGO, Harlem.
Yo.
What's good, Zach?
What's good, Link?
I'm chilling. I've been listening for a minute. You know, I've just been quiet. But I had to press one when I heard that last track, like, that shit was tough. I can't even front. Like, I didn't really get to hear the female verse because it was loud. Like, I'm on my way going to work. I was on a bus. But your husband verse, that second verse, he went in. And I'm not saying it because I'm a dude, but he just
come on, man.
I
ain't even trying to hear that shit, son. Watch these dudes call up. Y'all going to be on the dude side. You got to go back. You got to go my verse, son. You got to go back and listen to my verse.
I really couldn't hear it. It was loud on the bus. But, you know, your husband, he correcting on that shit, yo.
He shit it. It's real funny, right? There's a little story behind this track, right? Because he kind of shit it, and like my feelings was hurt a little bit, even though we both had agreed we was gonna make a song. Now it's fake. It's, you know, it's made up. We were just doing it to kind of, you know, do something different. You expect a couple to make a song about love. We was like, no, we're gonna make a song about hate instead. And He said some pretty not nice things, and I said some pretty not nice things, and it just wound up being a situation where I was like, I don't know if I'm gonna do that again.
You know what it is? You know what's standing out? Because everybody got relationship problems, so everything out, like, I didn't really get to hear your verse, but things that you're saying, dudes been through it. You know, luckily I haven't, but I'm around dudes, and I be hearing certain stories, so it's like, when you listen to it, it's a song somebody could relate to, so it's gonna stand out more.
Right.
That's all. And it was definitely like, you know, hyped up. Like, you know, it was all fake, but it was all parts of real stuff. You know, same thing like us. You know, we don't live a drama fed life or have a real crazy relationship. But we know people. We know plenty of people who got those stories. And, you know, I mean, it was so ill. I had to change the name because I used the name of one of Money's homegirls. And it was like, it hit a little bit too close to home, so I had to switch it out.
After that track was put together, it was laid, it was mastered, put to rest, and you guys both heard it, you know, polished, finished product for the first time. Like, listening, did you guys, like, cut your eyes at each other, like, you rotten motherfucker? Like,
this shit is hot. No, you know what? We was gassed about it. We really loved it when we first heard it. And, I mean, what happened was it don't have a hook, so we kind of toiled for a real long time over that more so than we critiqued the song. So it really took a minute to kind of set in. It was maybe like a couple months after we actually did the track and we had rocked it live, and then we sat down and was like, damn, you kind of went in there. You know what I'm saying? And it was like, damn, that's a little fucked up. And then, you know, But it was never like no malice intent in the song. The song is all done out of fun. I mean, like, it's literally, you know, we had a whole lot of fun, like, actually writing the song and coming up with the concept. And, I mean, we was laughing. We was cracking up when we first spit the rhyme. and then, like, recorded and later was playing it back. We was laughing at it at first. And then,
yeah, yeah, but I will
know,
say this much. I will say this much. Just, and I don't know if it was on some spite or whatever. I don't even know if this is spite, but I listened to how my verse was recorded. I was like, eh, it's so-so. Then I waited until he pissed me off real bad, and I mean real bad. I mean, he got under my skin bad. And I went in the booth and I shitted on that verse. I was like, okay, nigga, now I'm fucking angry. And, you know, that's that final take that you got.
Wow. Lady Steele, you know, tonight our guest, the coffee kind of put me in the thing because I think I may have to construct a totally new section of the pregame approved category. Because, you know, we have pregame approved artists male, female. You know, and of course, if normally if we had groups, they'd just be, you know, male groups or female groups. But we got male and female.
Yep.
In one group.
And what, you want, like, a co-ed department?
You know, so say, if they, you know, they become, if they do become pregame approved and then say they down the line, they become pregame artists of the year, we're going to have to build a whole new category around them and other groups like them, you know, male-female groups and, you know, all those mixed groups. So shout out to the co-op who has just pretty much blazed their own trail on pregame radio.
Nice.
Yeah, I know that. I got a call. All right,
also, we got no leaks in the book because I'm debuting a brand new free throw song later on tonight. But right now, it's all about the co-op.
Yeah.
You know, Texas is in the building. I know it's hot as hell down there right now.
It is hot as hell out here right now.
Texas. If you throw some eggs out on the sidewalk, you will have an omelet.
Oh.
It's hot at night out this bitch. I mean, yeah, it's not a game.
And also, before we go any further, I want to give a big rest in peace, a big shout out to Clarice Taylor. For those who don't know, if you came through the 80s and 90s, you know her as Grandma Huxtable and the Huxtables. She passed earlier last week. She'll be late to rest on Tuesday, so I want to send a big condolences to her family, and my heart goes out to them. May God bless her. Next track, Keep On Building.
Keep Building.
And that one jumped out at me.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, that one, that's a dope joint, man. That like, it's so funny how you go over, like, the tracks and they all got a story. That was actually a track that we had gotten from a homeboy of ours out here, and we thought he had produced it for a minute, my man Rec Daly. And we thought he produced it for a minute, and we had rocked to it, you know what I'm saying? And we kind of heard it like it was kind of like an anthem type of joint, so we went at it with that feel. The Keep Building is a reference to Bricks. We from North Brick City, so, you know, Keep Building. And it's a positive, it's a pretty positive song, upbeat. And then we found out later on that the beat was made by this cat, Easy Eddie D. He's a DJ out here. He's a legend. He's actually got like the second longest running radio show in hip hop history in the country or something like that. You know,
correction, we have it because I host a radio show with him, so we have the
correct.
Second longest radio
yeah.
show.
Ooh.
Okay, so we need
to put your own horn over there.
Right, exactly. You know,
claiming what's right. That's all.
I'm just saying, you know.
Don't get beat up.
I can't be mad at you. I don't knock you, but we get into it. Keep On Building, Cooperative Money Stacks, the Raptors in the building. It looks like they're on the way to being pretty game approved. But hit us up 347-857-4302. Let us know your thoughts. New free throw later. New A Square coming up. So we're doing the damn thing. That is pregame radio.
Understand my purpose, negativity diverted. Build your bridges, never burn them. Build a home with straw in the weak. Building might be worthless, but he who built with bricks is certain. Got a home to burn it. Some people call the ignorance, see knowledge as a burden. Teaches a
those who listen, but be careful how you word it. I'm siphoning out my energy, no coffee but the purchase. Everything I ever wanted and I got, I was assertive. Everything I have, I put in work, so I deserve it. Won't feel like you accomplished not a thing until you earn it. Murk the thoughts of being hurtful, turn the empty into surplus. Find the balance that you need and find the hopefulness you search for.
From a solid foundation, rebuilding this from the ground up. Don't strain yourself to hear the message, turn the sound up. Mechanism I use to rock the shit, we don't wound up. Legendary the few, cause the masses never found us. Cats with contracts that never clown us. Together we took newfound strength, dug and found us. From bricks to these now what? All my everyday soldiers mount up. On that legal side of that other, just stack your paper from the ground up. Till we come together to build the fortress around us. Protect our people from evil surrounding us. If you win the struggle, then you down with us. Stress from the two jobs, you gotta juggle with the cops surrounding you. Bust it down for my niggas, you know I must. Like I got the secret to life, but I only see it in my rhyme books. Wanna learn what the grind sound like, you found us. Build a life for us because it's just us behind us.
Put a brick here, put a brick there. Put a brick here, put a brick there.
Rocking with
Trey Brown.
I'm with my dog Brooklyn Black. We on pregame radio. Hey, yo, Black, go in, man. Show.
Like, me, I didn't even go in, but Kawhi, they just went in on that shit. Like, I can't, and, you know, I never, ever say, you know, I never give my opinion on it because, you know, it's not about what the people think and what the staff think, you know. But I got to just go off record and break my own rules and say, I dug that shit. But I figured, for those who don't know, that was the Keep On Building track coming from Cooperative Money Stacks, the Rapture. And they were just pretty much here dropping signs that actually teaching y'all how you guys can keep this thing going and still have a relationship, marriage, whatever, and still do your thing and have fun.
I think the main thing about it is that all of this other stuff is secondary. Like we never lose sight of the fact that our relationship and our family is important. We have three sons, so it's me, him, and our three kids. You know what I'm saying? And it's like it's basically us against the world. You know, so this music is part of what it helps keep us together. It's funny. It's sometimes it's the catalyst to ending an argument. Sometimes it's, you know, us having to work on a song or us having a show together or us having to do an interview or something is just, you know, what breaks the ice from a bad situation. But we always keep our family, you know, as the primary focus for what we think is important. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Also, Lady Steele's back in the building with us. Lady Steele, what you think on that track, Lady Steele?
I said I concur. I agree with what you said. And I think, like, within every track that we've heard tonight, and I've also listened to a couple that you've put into, like, the pregame group online, like, it looks like, it sounds, or at least, like you guys actually have fun.
We do. We have a studio in our bedroom, so, like, you know, Dave, he's like, well, the Rapture, his Dave, he's like an electronics geek, you know, he's a computer technician, so, like, we have all the games and the gadgets and the, you know, studio here, and so we do our own recording, and,
but
I mean,
a music
it's just,
video
it,
or a
it
movie?
Is fun.
Dramatic video.
Oh, Lord. What was it? I'm sorry, say it again.
I said, are you making music in the bedroom or movie?
Oh, Lord.
and yet,
this music.
The same one who wasn't to believe she goes to church on Sunday.
that's
wait, come on. Didn't I tell y'all I have three kids? I mean, you know.
That's just like talking to people who don't have three kids. Like, I have the body of a woman who had three kids. Ain't nobody over here making no married folk videos with this equipment. That's not cute.
Videos I have. And, yeah.
And that is another show entirely.
It is. I mean, you know what's real cute?
Yeah.
Me on stage rapping with a mic. What's not real cute? You know, there's plenty of scenarios that could not be real cute. So I'm going to stick to what's fly.
Okay.
So let me ask you, and you guys could answer collectively or separately, of course, because you guys both bring different styles to your music. So, of course, your influences or the people you listen to may be different or similar. Is that the case? Like, do you guys have the same influences and do you guys listen to the same people now?
Pretty
similar.
We have similar tastes, but, I mean, we kind of approach the same lane from different aspects, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of my influences are a lot more, like, hardcore, like, a lot more, like, kind of, you know, like, harder music, more emotion, kind of aggression music in some instances, and you know, Money likes a lot more melodic and kind of you know, lyrically complex stuff, you know, and I love that kind of stuff too. But you know, we kind of bring different elements of, you know, the same influences.
Right, like for instance, he's like Ghostface, you know, Sean Price, who I love both of them dearly, but you know, my favorites would be more like, you know, Black Thought, Pharrell Munch. You know what I'm saying? That kind of describes the type of hip hop listeners we are.
Yes, that's what's up. Like, then those are some real heavy, even underrated MCs that you just drop out there. Black Thought and Pharrell Munch. Like, no one ever thinks to mention them in some of the best lyrical MCs.
I don't see how, really. I mean, that's crazy. Like, I know a whole slew of people who think Black Thought is like God in the disguise of a rapper.
He seriously is. Close enough is about as close as you're gonna get to it.
So we got one more coming from him. And actually, this and the last track we're going is just a formality. So if you didn't know, you're about to know. The Cooperative are the newest pre-jam-approved artist, because, you know, everybody likes two of the tracks. And, you know, the third one is normally just a tiebreaker if we ever get stuck. But we like them all so far, so it is what it is. What that entitles them to, of course, is a spot on the upcoming pre-game radio mixtape. As long as we keep it too many artists, the mixtape just gets longer. And also they're in the running to being pre-game artist of the year. And now they done made us a new category. The mixed category, I'll come up with a new name for it later on.
Wow.
But they're now officially PGM approved artists, so we're just going to get into, like I said, as a formality. Tell us about Rap Money.
Rap Money is so epic. It's so epically large to me. Like, we made this video, we made this song, like, in a day or two. Literally, we knew we were going to be going to New York to shoot a video. We had a bunch of tracks we could have done, and we was like, nah, we're on a whole nother skill set right now. Let's just do something new. Slapped together a song, made a video for it, shot most of it in New York and in New Jersey because, you know, that's where we from. We wanted to rep back home. And, I mean, it's the video release party is June 11th. It's coming up next Saturday. And this is supposed to be, like, really, really big for us. Like, the video is off the chain. The footage is off the chain. Like, the song, I love it. The song is so dope to me. Like,
it's produced,
I think it's
by,
more on the level of where we're at right now. You know what I'm saying?
It's produced by a team out of Cali called Lexyne. Lexyne. It's two cats.
Lexyne. And one is from Indianapolis. The other one is in Cali.
But either way, they're real dope, and you know, we kind of latched on to them recently, or they latched on to us, vice versa, and you know, we doing a lot of work with them right now. Rap Money is the first single off of our EP that we're dropping this summer. It's just kind of a return to form. You know, we have been doing our side project for so long, and you know, we've rhymed together here and there, but this is kind of like the reemergence of the co-op, because, like, the original album came out a couple years back, and, you know, we've been kind of springboarding off of that with our individual projects. But, yeah, Rap Money is really triumphant. It's kind of just, you know, us back in the spotlight, back, you know, to what we do best. So, yeah, it is. And shout out to Lex on again.
From newly crowned pregame approved daughters co-op, the Rapture Money Stacks, in the building. Check it out. Hit us up, 347-857-4302. New Freak Up on PGL coming up soon. New H-Squared, so call us up if you want to hear that new heat, because ain't nobody else hear it yet, you heard? We'll be right back.
If one's not good enough, then the other one better. If one's not good enough, if one's not good enough, I'll bring you two. If one's not good enough, if one's not good enough, if one's not good enough, I'll bring you two.
This motherfucker, the rapture, formerly known as Nomadic, married to stacks, attracted to women that be talking passion, plastered together platonic until we started smashing the walls in the packed brackets, and we happen to rap, the conversation always turned to us, niggas hate and hope to give a fuck, then go Google that volume control and turn it up, never split forever with, synonym for heroin, marvelous, Lauren hits the David with the gap like Letterman, design a schematic to attack a track like Lexington, then I execute, the pain of wax is from your mind, except never been on the left of signs that mean lesser than my regiment. Nothing less than the best, the specimen I represent. NJ and DFW, you hard, you would never win. Even if we handicap for hard, it's the spits again. Splitting up the dividends, the best. This actual rap money, I'm clutching it to the death, nigga. It's rap money, man, hungry rap money, yeah. We smack gummies with stack gummy. Now listen here, rap chick of the year.
And it's the rap of the year.
Brick, listen here. Dallas, listen here.
Pay attention, I'm accurate. Money and rap, we after the money that all the rappers did. Came in to get a grasp of it, saying we kinda dope is. Straight in the truth of fact is, most of you cats inadequate. Married to rap, to have to your activist. When I managed to master a plan for capital, casual, anti-cannibal competition is laughable. Handle you in a cipher, two of us rap attractive. When sending requests of battle, make sure that it is retractable. Vicious cycle, I'm half up. Murder these tracks, attack you. Britain's how I get back at you, turning this up, you heard right. Situation is burn mic. Spit you flaming and termite. Hit you with wordy verses and hit the New Jersey turnpike. None of you ever learn life. Teaching my lesson twice, and it shows that I'm just as nice as most of you people writing. Don't mess with my head of crisis. From New York to London nights, I heard some of you getting bread. We hungry about the fondest.
It's rap money, man. Hungry rap money, yeah. We smack gummies with stack gummy. Now listen here. Rap chick of the year.
And it's the rap of the year.
Brick, listen here. Dallas, listen here. It's rap money, man. Hungry rap crazy, yeah. We smack dummies with stacks, honey. Now listen here. Rap chick of the year.
And it's the rap of the year.
Brick, listen here. Dallas, listen here.
I just got to do this real quick. Man, yo, if you ain't know, that was the co-op Rap Money. And she wasn't joking when she said this was an epic track. She wasn't bullshit when she said it was an epic track.
I mean, that's like the only adjective I could come up with when I think of it. It just has this massiveness to it, to me, it sounds
it,
like.
It does have a lot of mass. Like, that's a real heavy track.
Grande.
Like, it's heavy. And I think. We got caught in the building, the Rapture, Money Stacks. Lady Steele's here with us somewhere. She probably has a drink in her hand by now.
Ha, ha, ha.
You know, so we're here doing the damn thing, but before, you know, we let it go because we took up so much of your time, I want to thank the co-op for coming through, blazing us, giving us some of the craziest things we've heard so far in season 3.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Thank you for the opportunity. We really appreciate it.
No doubt. And I know that
collectively you have this project, and also you have projects separately, so of course, more than welcome. Send me the music, you guys already know, and then we'll get all of the scheduling stuff and everything handled, get all that settled. But how can the people get to your music? How can they reach you, Facebook, Twitter? How is it possible? How can you get more of the co-op?
Get more of the co-op at Twitter. You can get a
Twitter
at
is,
the co-op 420.
At Money Stacks, at The Rapture.
And that's Money Stacks, MoneyStax. And then The Rapture is just spelled phonetically. And then also you can reach us at the co-op, and that's theco-op.bandcamp.com. And you can download all of the tracks that you heard today for free. They're all up there. Or go to our personal website, which is consciousoperations.com.
Right.
Oh.
Okay. Now, normally also we ask all of our artists who come through to leave us something like, you know, a few bars off the top. You know, just so it's kind of like the stamp of authenticity that, you know, we all know that we are, this is actually the real, this is them, this is their talent, this is their passion, this is what they do. Let's see. It's all depends all on you. Whoever wants to take it first, like I said, just a couple bars, and like I said, that being, I will let you guys go. But before you guys get started, Baltimore Sun is back in the building. He wants to say something to you guys. Baltimore Sun, what's good?
What's good? What's good, pregame?
What's good, co-op?
Hey, I'm glad y'all was able to make it through, man. Man, we needed that definitely. Y'all got that realness. You already know I rock with y'all, you know what I'm saying? And I just got to salute y'all for doing what y'all do, you know what I mean? Appreciate
Thank
it,
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Most definitely. Just keep doing y'all thing, you know what I'm saying? I'm just honored to be able to say that, like, and we never met or nothing like that personally, but just to be able to say, you know, I've been in the same conversations with them, you know what I'm saying? So mad love and mad respect to y'all.
That's
Thank you so
I
much. You
Most
too.
Definitely.
You too.
Thank you. Shout out to Baltimore Sun, man. Also, his album, the autobiography of Baltimore Sun drops on the 11th. So does their video. So the 11th is a big monumental day for hip hop. So mark it down in your calendars, people. But like I said, back to the leaving us something like Who's gonna start off first?
Go ahead, Dave. Hit him with something.
She's just personal.
Right. No, but see, that's what happens. I get thrown under the bus and put
on the
spot.
Why don't
you
go at each other real quick?
No, but all right. Let me throw something out there. All right. It's the motherfucking rapture, war again with attention span shorter than Dominic Moynihan. You lost in the ring of my logics because I'm lord of them. My style is awful, but I'm sonning niggas. If they lack the balls, then I daughter them. Bandcamp to billboard charts what I'm targeting. Moment of moving, your movement is faltering. You was punk, but you softened it. Now your heart is lost in that small sack that your balls was in. Some assaulting in between these parallel bars. My drive undeniable. I spit harder than trying to parallel park. Once the carousel starts, that's when I'm tossing the darts. Aiming for the artery to flow directly from your heart. So even if you were sort of smart, you would be waving white flags for the fucking start. So here's your opportunity before it falls apart. Hop your retarded ass on this yellow bandwagon before it parts now.
Okay.
Yeah, your turn now, money.
You see, then I'm left to follow up after that. That's not fair.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what you get
for
that's
what happens.
First.
Exactly.
All right, let's see what I can throw out. come see me and I'll lead you to the one time your luck died duck hot, hitting you with the punchline. BC bloodline is stronger than the flood tide, brighter when I bust mine's money, you'll make the sun shine. Skip the lunch line, spitting on the alumni, vandalizing property, faculty trying to stop me. If you know me, I'm probably pointing out a hypocrisy. Consequently, I'm sicker. Instantly, you'll be tongue-tied. Some try copying, let me tell you my doctrine. Anything y'all are doing, I'ma just do the opposite. Anything that you say to me is coming back reciprocity. Not accepting apologies, number one MC nominate. It's a monopoly corner in all the projects. Oddity keeps you listening, written will make you contemplate. My pocket's empty, I'm unsigned, my market is untapped. I'm targeting anyone who will compensate.
Fuck you, pay me.
Well, let me see, you want to rap,
Huh?
I was about to say, that's an exclusive right there, Lady Still. But, thanks a lot, Co-op, Rapture, Money, Thinshot. Appreciate it. Like I said before, more so ever, you're more than welcome to come back. If you guys ever get the chance, hit me up on Twitter, Brooklyn Black. Hit up the show, pregame_radio, Lady Steel. We're all over the place. We follow back and all of that. Well, Lady Steel don't follow back because she might have conceded. But,
Steel, and be kind, okay? It's way too many social networks.
But like I said, I appreciate you guys for coming through. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate you for having me,
because you just got to keep, like, you just got to keep playing your heat. We got to keep putting the music out there, and me at Pregame Radio, I would be more than happy to be one of those avenues for you guys. So we got, of course, like I said, keep in contact, and I appreciate you guys. Much best of luck, and I wish you all the success as far as marriage and the work and everything.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it.
What did you say, Steel?
I said, and wish luck on baby number four.
No, that'll never happen.
Lady Steel is on a roll tonight. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Club. I appreciate it.
All right, man.
Oh, man. Lady Steel, what is up with you? Just like, just put on this randomness out here today. You sure you ain't got no drink today? You ain't been drinking today, or you got one?
What?
And this is rare form, Lady Steel.
I don't have a drink in my hand. Like I said, my ovaries are screaming. That's all.
All right, so, of course, we're about to get into one of the world premieres. And I think since we got the boss, the manager here, Blake TGO, since we got Leak in the building, I'm going to go with the Free Throw world premiere. I'm about to get into that right now. Brand new Free Throw, seen it all pregame radio. Call us up, 347-857-4302. Big shout out to Ms. Nutrients. I see you. And we'll be right back.
In 25 years, I thought I done seen all. Then in one short year, homie, I done seen more. My life is like a sitcom, it changed with the season. They copying my old swag, looking at the reruns. I got high with the best of them, fly with the rest of them. I'm sorry, but I'm just not impressed with him. My mama tell me every day, son, I'm proud of you. I do what I want, you do what you allowed to do. And girls ain't always being nice when they smile at you. They fighting on the way to settle for $100 too. That's why I rep that, M.O.B. respect that. I'm about my motherfucking C.A.S. Sound it out for me. One pie split in four, round it out for me. Back to large amounts, homie. It's real simple, you ain't got a thing hard. Look up to me as your dad, all from a graveyard. Now take that little chain off. Cloudy stones disrespecting your jewels like A.O. And to my haters, I still gotta thank y'all. Blind man can see I'm that deal, Rachel. If I could see it, I could reach it. If I could reach, I can achieve it. Sing it all. If I could see it, I could reach it. If I could reach, I can achieve it. I've seen it all growing up in the slums, man. Almost lost my life, thank the Lord, that's a gun jam. Drug dealing, prostitution, boosting. He's rallies trying to stop the shootings. Seen it all. Seen niggas get they wake up and they cake up and down, say 25 in the wake up. Seen it all. Seen loyalty vanish and niggas break up, see the world through the eyes of a great one. Now I done seen niggas turn bitch when the fella rallies come. See niggas switch to tight jeans from the baggy one. See the white folks take over Lennox to Madison. He was scared, that's why I wasn't on the track with him. I seen a half a brick all bottled up nice. Seen with the head from a model in a slut light. Seen niggas take holes, turn to a housewife. Seen it get dark for niggas after that 4 pound light. Mills nine, but I seen thousands. Missed a few shots and rebounded. Up north, I seen mountains. I seen a shot come from point blank range. But my chapter ain't in, I seen a brand new page. Same hustle, just a brand new ways. Niggas swag be absent like my high school days. The game don't stop, the players do change. Stop your blood clock crying, shout out to Screwface. If I could see it, I could reach it. If I could reach, I can achieve it. Sing it all. If I could see it, I could reach it. If I could reach, I can achieve it. I've seen it all growing up in the slums, man. Almost lost my life, thank the Lord, that's a gun jam. Drug dealing, prostitution, boosting. East Riley trying to stop the shootings. Seen it all. Seen niggas get their weight up and they
ups and downs, 625s in the wake up.
Seen it all.
Seen loyalty vanish and niggas break up. See the world through the eyes of a great one.
Yeah, that was New Freak, though, Seen It All. Brand new heat from Pre-Game Approved Artists. I like that. I think you're like, damn, it's just this. Season 3 is shaping up to be one of our best seasons yet. Because we're just getting so much heat, so much quality music. Don't you agree, Lady Steele?
Yes, I do.
Yes, she does. Hit us up, 347-857-4302. Yeah, Ms. New Shoes in the building, Lady Steele. Ms. New Shoes is here with us. It's been a while since she's been here. What's up, Ms. New Shoes? New Shoes. Let me find out. New Shoes probably got shot in the air. But that's
what name is Blog.
What do you think on the track? What do you think on the Frito track? Let me get Luke back in the room. Yo, Luke.
Yo.
Hi. Ladies,
tell
your thoughts on the
Frito
track.
I like that. It's charismatic. I always think of them with laughter and a smile on my face. And I'm feeling kind of salty because he didn't say anything to me yet.
Who didn't say nothing to you?
Malik.
Hello.
Oh, wow. I don't want hello.
I'm saying what I was... I said hello to everybody in the room. There was like 4 or 5 people on the line. You didn't speak either. Or maybe
yes,
I didn't hear you.
I even gave you your ha.
You gave me a ha?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so this your camp is putting out heat like this for the summer. Is that what you guys are telling me?
Well, I'm saying honestly, like, they working hard, I would say, you know. Like, that song, I've been heard, like, when it was putting together. So those are, like, old tracks, but they still hot because, like, they didn't, like, really leak them yet. So it's new to the public.
I like
public,
the lyrics,
so
and I like the beat, though. I'll tell you that much.
Can you repeat that?
I said I like the lyrical content a lot better than the beat, though.
Okay, yeah. I'm saying, well, basically it's like that song was more of a song that was – personal stuff he'd been through, he actually saw. So he wasn't, like, really trying to go for, like, a hardcore beat. You want to go with a mellow beat so when people listen to it, the beat is, like, it's real relaxing and you can actually listen to the lyrics. Like, you know, you get a lot of people, they want to rap about Benzes and Bentleys and all types of trips and cuts. Like, everybody ain't got that. So we coming up with music that shit that people can relate to, like, stuff that the average person going to. We didn't make it to that level yet, so we can't talk about that.
Whatever, fine.
No, what do you mean by that?
Angry at you. Huh?
You was talking to me or somebody else?
I was just being feisty.
Oh, you was being sarcastic?
I was being feisty.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Lord, she's being feisty.
Yeah, I know. She's on a roll at night, you know.
Right. You see it all night, right, Lee?
Yeah, I've been paying attention. I've just ain't been speaking.
You
ain't got to change up now. Continue doing what you're doing. It's your show.
Right? You know, do what you do. You know, keep your feet up.
They are up. All right.
Oh, excuse me. So, we just world premiered that new Frito joint. Well, it was world premiered the Free Game Radio because we said that's an old track.
Nah, I didn't mean it like that. I'm saying on the aspect of, like, I was there, like, when he first created, like, bar for bar before we even picked the beat and all that. So, you know, he'll write 4 or 5 bars, he'll call me, he'll spit it up, like, yo, Leek, I just wrote some fire. Boom, he'll hit me 3 or 4 bars. The next day, 3 or 4 bars, getting the beat, the verse. You know, but
okay,
what's your thoughts on it?
So, well, me personally, I bet, you know what I'm saying? I was trying to get Ms. New Shoes in there, but it seemed like she had gotten shy on the phone or whatnot. Don't know what it is.
And of course, she knows I'm just poking fun at her, so I don't want her cursing me out on MFR Radio come Tuesday.
Yeah, they good. She good. She good for that. She unmute you and did talk wild shit.
She did. She didn't come on now.
Oh,
what's up, Ms. Blue Shoes?
Good night, everybody. My phone was on mute. What's up? My phone was on mute. I'm like, hello. Then I'm like, all right, he must have just, you know, muted my mic again. It's all good. Well, I was going to say that I'm kind of jealous that you guys got that track because it's a world premiere, like nobody heard it before. But it's okay. It's all right. I understand, Leaky. You know, it's all right.
Hold on. That's not a shout at me. I'm not the artist.
We're going to share the love right now. So it's okay. So I'm a little bit jealous, but it's all right. I didn't get to hear, like, the full quality of the song because I guess I'm listening via phone, but I definitely want to hear it again. I mean, the beat was nice. It was cool. Secondly, I do like to talk shit a little bit off-air behind the scenes. I mean, Leaky, I'm still waiting for my picture. Lady Still, let me tell you something. I don't know if you know, but every time I speak to Leaky, you know, Vera, Stell, you know, he's still like, yeah, I'm on top of the shower, or I just got out the shower. I still don't have no pictures yet, Lady Still. Like, I still didn't get my pictures
to be roasted, you know, because there was a point where
Lady Still, and now this new shoe is throwing niggas under the bus.
Thank you. Where's my picture?
Under the bus.
But time out. See, now, if you want to tell a story, tell it the whole way. Because when a nigga was about to send that pig, you froze up like TNT jumped out. Like, stop it.
Listen, that was the whole story. I still don't have no picture. Like, I don't get it. I mean, and Lady Still.
Now you got to send out a mass email.
Thank you.
Now you need to send out a mass email because I want a picture too.
Give me like 2 more weeks. I'm back in the gym. Let my shit get right.
Wait, I gotta wait 2 weeks.
Okay, now I just gotta throw this question out. Now these ladies are demanding the pics. Are they sending pics as well? Like doing
now?
No.
That's
you didn't
what I
say
told.
Anything about
yo,
us sending
yo, Black,
pictures.
I told them. I told her my mother raised me right. I got respect for females and I got manners. Ladies is first. That's how I was always brought up.
Don't
for some fair reason, she vetoed that whole comment like, "Oh, curve."
So if I send a picture, does it matter what picture I send? I mean, because I know what I want.
I'm gonna give you live footage. Fuck a picture. I'm gonna record something.
Can you hold up a sign, a handwritten sign with a thick black Sharpie that has Miss Nusha's name on it and my name on it?
Oh, see, now I ain't doing all that unless it's for a kid.
That'll be so hot.
Yeah,
I know.
He's going to
tell a nigga for blackmail, yo. That's why they want you to write their names and shit.
No,
so
I wanna
want to
make sure
they
want
to blackmail you.
I want to make sure
the black
I'm going to be the first and act like I don't know what happened.
No,
it has to be an exclusive video that he's not. That's not already circling the internet. That he didn't send to some girlfriend or whatever. We just want a video of our own. That's all.
Thank you. Oh, see,
sending.
Look, Lady Smith,
okay,
she upgraded
so
to a video.
Back to the next question: if he's gonna send you a video, picture, whatever, y'all both want a video, so therefore y'all both gotta give up something.
At the same time, they gotta be with each other. Fuck that. Like, then we go in it up.
Hold on. Pause. Hold on.
Wait, what?
Ladies,
You are jumping the gun, buddy. For all of that action, I could direct a whole video for you, and you would have to do everything that I say. And you would have to work for a video like that.
I'm not good with following orders.
You would follow mine. I got you to eat that apple. Don't forget.
You said you got me to what?
We got you to eat that apple. You'll follow
apple?
Some orders.
Whoa. They got you eating apple, son?
Nah, there must be another nigga on the line. They ain't talking to me. Yo, fam, state your name. Where you from?
if there's another leak, say something. Get one of your phone.
I'm mad.
But we got, you know, we got
Miss New Shoes of MFR Radio in the building with us. You know, as we wind things down, we got Lady Steel, we got Leek in the building, we got one more working man. We're gonna just, you know, come back and wrap things up for next week. Oh, Lady Steel, guess what? That's Miss Prime Time is our artist next week.
Oh, really? What day is this?
I believe we got them on Friday. Of course, I'll definitely get the confirmation and everything.
Oh, it's gonna be on fire.
Oh Lord. But we'll be right back in Miss New Shoes, I got your shoes.
Oh yeah, you got my shoes. Where they at? I need them.
Yeah, you gotta go
right?
Get that.
Yeah. Where my shoes at, Daddy?
Oh, y'all like that? Ooh, let's do it.
I'm gonna have to come back into it after this brand new A Square feature Punch Loaf joint called Time on Pregame Radio. We'll be right back.
Just A Square.
I need time to make it better again. I need time to stack up my ends. I need time, no time for them haters and the so-called friends to your place. I need time to wash all my sins. I need time to spend with our kids. I need time, the fam, the whole Sway gang, yeah. I need time for this right here. Sway gang in the building. One more time, let's lay fucking still. Mr. Real, a dealer, Mr. Deadline. On the road, red lines. See me on the stage, headliner. Yeah, group is getting finer and finer. Watch getting shiny and shiny. Wife me in the bed, quality time with her. Yeah, you know, never know if I'ma see her again. Cause any given second, your time could end. I'm like a family man on a deadline. Make sure the kids fed before bedtime. All my family straight before I flatline. Hope this deal goes smooth, no fed time. And Lord, please bless these tracks. And they squared on stop when it's way for attack. I need time to make it better again. I need time to stack up my ends. I need time, no time for them haters and them so-called friends to your place. I need time to wash all my sins. I need time to spend with our kids. I need time, the fam, the whole Sway gang, yeah. I need time for this, right?
Yo, it's
here.
Time to get this money, but this money comes with tragedy. Every time I open my eyes, I see a chasm. Lay a nigga down for this Wave Gang family. Punch low cloud nine, I'm floating on grass. Time is running out and these niggas trying to clap it. Load up the 4/5, I gotta call the factory. Yo, I'm about to go to war, y'all niggas no match for me. Wave Dust G, I lay you down like a mattress. Time is running out and these sirens starting to get to me. Heart beating fast, fuck that, pass the Hennessy. I'm about to show you why this Wave shit is into me. Hop in the booth, man, all I said is energy. Bouncing off the walls, patterns getting into me. Ride around BK looking for my frenemy. First they be your friends, later on become your enemy. Fuck niggas, die slow, this time shit is enemy.
I need time to make it better again. I need time to stack up my ends. I need time, no time for them haters and them so-called friends to your place. I need time to wash all my sins. I need time to spend with our kids. I need time, the fam, the whole Sway gang.
Time isn't promised, but I guarantee that I'll use mine to get where I gotta be. If I'm not out spreading the Swave like jelly, I'm in the stew with the Swaves of heat in my celly. Day to night, the sun coming up already. Go home, shower up my unborn belly. Then it's back to the den again, back to the grind. Full speed ahead like I'm running out of time. Is money, but you know I never waste mine. But you could lose yours if you try to take mine. They say good things come to those who wait. So imagine what'll come if you pick up the pace. In case you didn't know, Sway gang till I D.I. Brooklyn born, so I'm born to do it B.I. Maintain my Sway, none of the drama shit. I'm here to make history like my mama did.
I need time to make it better again. I need time to stack up my ends. I need time, no time for them haters and them so-called friends to your place. I need time to wash all my sins. I need time to spend with our kids. I need time, the fam, the whole Sway gang, yeah. I need time for this, right? I need time to make it better again. I need time to stack up my ends. I need time, no time for them haters and them so-called friends to your place. I need time to
wash all my feet.
I need time.
Time to spend with our kids.
I need time.
The fam, the whole sway gang, yeah. I need time. Cause this, ah, yeah.
What's good, people? You already know it's your girl, Miss New Shoes. And if I'm not doing my own thing on my flow, it's Retired Radio, Tuesdays through Thursdays, 10 to 12 a.m., you already know I'm tuned in to Pregame Radio, baby, with that boy Brooklyn Black and Lady Steals, Saturdays, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Let's get that music playing, baby. Oh, big, big, 212 to Brooklyn Black. Where my shoes at, daddy?
See, that's the drop that got me in trouble at least the first time.
Where my shoes at, daddy? Right?
You know, so we that was the new A Square featuring Punch Low Tom, Brooklyn Black Lady Still Leak, Miss New Shoes of MFR Radio, and both of my sons still with us. So we get ready to wrap things up, say goodnight, and of course, as always, I want to let everybody know to be safe. Fellas, wrap your tools, don't be a fool. Ladies, I already know the rest. Don't fall for scam, protect the clan. But hit us up, man. I'm on Twitter at Brooklyn Black. Pregame underscore radio, Facebook, the same thing. Any artists who out there, they want to get on, all you got to do is send three tracks and a press kit to pregameradio@gmail.com. Either myself or Lady Steele to get back at you and schedule you on for the show and all of that. So just be ready for immediate or some type of response, you know. Depends on who gets to the email first. But that
A
Square Tracker's hot. Miss
Newshoes,
what you think on
A
Square Tracker? I'm sorry. Hello.
Miss Newshoes, take your phone off mute.
Miss Newshoes, take your phone off mute.
Okay, my phone is off mute. Okay, my big question. I was feeling it. It was cool. I was feeling it. I need that A Square. We need that. Can I get that? I need time. Like, can I get that track, please?
You want that track out? I got that track.
Yeah,
I get it
to
you. No problem.
Sounds good.
ASCG. You know, I'll get that done for you. One more song. What did you think about that track?
Yeah, I definitely was feeling it too. That yeah, most definitely. I was over here vibing.
Okay, okay. Now, like I said, we're going to get up out of here. Please be on the lookout. Baltimore Sun album drops on the 11th. Autobiography of Baltimore Sun.
Yeah.
Let's get that.
Miss New Shoes.
Hi, Baltimore Sun. How are you? I didn't even know you was going to check in.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's going to rock with us yesterday. He rocked with us today. You know, he's always rocking with us. He's always rocking with us. So big shout out to Baltimore Sun. You know, got to give him that.
You have to. He always shows love, so you have to give him a big, big shout-out.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I got to give him a big, big shout-out. But, hey, Lady Steele, I got a question for you.
What's that?
Do you know who the first female artist to hit Pregame Radio was?
Why do I have to answer this question? Is it because I have a vagina?
Because you're the one on the line who's been here the longest.
I do not remember the name at all.
All right.
I do not. I remember the circumstances for her being on, but I don't remember the name.
Okay, whoever you have in mind, you're wrong.
Not her.
Pregame Radio's first female artist is none other than Miss New Shoes.
Oh.
Whoa. I am?
I'm wrong.
Yes, Miss New Shoes. Came on season one, and she was all shy. She was real low, you know.
How am I supposed to know this if I wasn't even on
it? You're there.
No, I wasn't. The first female artist I recall us having is when we were searching for Ladies Night, the very first Ladies Night that we had last year.
And we didn't even have a female artist for that.
Yeah, because we did find somebody, and they didn't show up or something like that.
That's right. We had both Persia, and then she didn't show. But
pregame radio's first female artist is Miss New Shoes.
Okay.
I didn't know that, so thank you. I didn't know that.
And I'm supposed to know that.
We're still waiting for it.
New Shoes isn't like, you know, an artist, but it's all good. I got you, Brooklyn Black. That's all I'm going to say. And, everyone have a nice night.
Good night, Miss
New
Shoes.
And also, once again, Ladies' Night comes back for Season 3, June 18th. It's a Saturday, so mark all your calendars.
The special extra, too.
Which means I won't be in the studio, but Lady Still has, and all the ladies still be holding it down. And everything.
Mucho
I want to give a big shout out
in the air.
Huh?
I said it's going to be mucho estrogen in the air.
Yes.
I won't be in the building.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows if she's available? Maybe Miss New Shoes. Maybe she'll co-host. I'm not sure. I'm not saying anything, but it is a thought. We did have Miss Brooklyn co-host for the last Ladies' Night, so hey, why not?
Okay.
But, of course, we'll talk behind the scenes. Like I said, thank you, Baltimore Sun. Big thank you to the co-op, Money Stacks, and the Rapture, Miss Yvette, anybody who called in today. Lee, good looking out. And shout-out to Lee for having Magneto for his twit pick.
What you say?
And shout-out for Miss New Shoes and Lady Skills just ganging up and ganging up on the fellas tonight.
Gang banging.
Shit, y'all. You guys have a good night. Be safe. Don't drink and drive and all that. I'll catch up with you guys next Friday. And don't forget, that's what's prime time. We'll be here next week.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies, still be near your phone. I'm about to hit you up, and we are out of here. Good night.
Hey, everyone.
Good night.